Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Welcome to the Josie Show. My guest, William Lee Golden. Hi.
Hey, Josie. I'm sitting outside under a tree today, enjoying the nice warm weather here in Tennessee.
Yes, you are enjoying your best life, my friend. That sounds wonderful.
I've been a fan of yours, and I just want to congratulate you on the show there and tell you that I'm happy to be here with you today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We're so excited to have you here. And, of course, also, you'll be at the Josie Music Awards this year. You're nominated and performing. William Lee Golden and the Goldens.
Yes, it's me and my family. It's my kids and grandkids. And we got together during the pandemic, and we had to turn off the television because of all the hate and negative stuff that was coming out. And after about 3 weeks of pandemic and seeing all the hate on television, we felt like it was invading our spirit, and so we had to turn it off, and we were shut out of church, so we got around the piano and started singing old gospel songs from where I first started. My sister and my mother taught me these old gospel songs when I was 6 and 7. My sister was the talented one of the family and taught me how to play guitar and sing harmonies. She was about 3 years older. Lynette could play guitar, mandolin, piano, and we played and sang as little kids. I grew up doing that. Later, my little brother joined us singing and harmonizing. My granddaddy was a fiddle player, and then later on with the Oak Ridge Boys, you know, I've had an illustrious career.
Yeah.
We sang gospel music for, 10 years after I joined the group, and I felt like it was time to kind of expand our music and to sing it more than one day a week. You know, most people didn't want to listen to gospel music but about one day a week. And so we found that life is 7 days a week. But we've been fortunate. You know, we've always sang gospel music regardless of what country album. We always added a gospel song to it. So it was a way of us keeping ourselves grounded to where we're coming from and never lose sight of what our faith is and what brought us to where we're at today. And even the success we had, you know,
yeah,
it was in our biggest days of glory days with the Oak Ridge Boys. We still, it's like the album Fancy Free that Elvira was on. There was a gospel song on there called I'd Crawl All the Way to the River. And so it's a gospel song because it's who we are.
Yeah.
It was during a pandemic I was able to gather my family together when everything else was shut out and shut down. And all singers were sent home and told to shut the doors and to lock down. But, you know, again, I had to get my family together. We sang, turned off the negative and started singing songs and went through a healing process, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritual healing. My sons, my oldest three sons, was going through a time just before the pandemic and the early part of the pandemic of their mother with a battle with pancreatic cancer. And so we lost their mother, and it was heart-wrenching. mentioned, but it was singing these old gospel songs that I sang as a little kid. If I could hear my mother pray again, and songs like that. I got my sons to sing these songs with me, harmonize with me.
Mm-hmm.
My sons are incredible musicians. You know, they've been playing music since they were kids.
Yes.
And I've them to concerts of all kinds of music throughout our lives, and I expose them to every form of music basically that we were had the opportunity to go check out. And we still love all kinds of music. So that's the reason that the Josie Award in October is important to us, because we're independent family, and we come together in a musical family that my sons have solo careers going on. And but yet together we come together, and it's been over 25 years since we've been able to do something like this. And we've never got together and recorded all songs with us playing it, singing all of them. In the early days when I was not with the Oak Ridge Boys, I was, they would record it separate, and I was recording separate with them. But we would get together and tour together when we didn't actually go in the studio and do all the recording. They were extremely great musicians and singers, and they would play music and sing with my songs with me. And they would go out and open the show and do an hour or so. And we still can do that, you know. I mean, it's getting together with a family like this. I know Lamar and I, we plan to kind of stretch our music out. We're not constrained by the time limit on us where we were able to sing songs, some of them that we've been rehearsing every day here. So I'm going to be singing some songs that I haven't sang in 25 years or more.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. It's very rare to see three generations come together, and you put out three albums. It's a set. It's incredible. Old Country Church, Country Roads, and Southern Accents. And what was it like recording these albums with the family? Because I'm sure that there was a lot of fun during recording.
It was. Joseph, I knew going into it that this was going to be a monumental thing for us, for our family. And I called my best friend out in Los Angeles, Jeff Panzer. Jeff is a guy that I met in 1980, and he's from New York City. When I met Jeff, he was the youngest producer in the network television, and he was a producer with ABC 2020.
Yeah.
And he come by my house. The girl that was doing PR for RCA at that time was a friend of mine, and we'd have a little party going out here. She brought him out when Jeff was doing a piece on the Alabama band for ABC 2020, because he was doing pieces were more positive pieces about music.
Right.
It's what, because he loved music. So that's where we met. Through the years, you know, he's known my family and all, but I called him when we were going in the studio to do this recording us. And he directed all of this from his studio in Los Angeles. After Jeff left ABC, he moved to LA, and he went there and was ahead of VH1 TV for about 5 or 6 years, and then went from there to Universal. At Universal Music, he was ahead of all. He was the head of all videos there, and for all the labels under Universal. And he did videos, all the videos for Wilson Phillips, Vanilla Ice, Nelly. He did all of Nelly's videos and the hip hop, and then he did all of Lil Wayne's videos. He did all of Nicki Minaj's first album videos. He did all of Drake's first album videos.
Yeah.
So he has directed 4 or 5 cameras in the recording sessions of us recording 34 songs with our family, my sons, Chris playing drums, Rusty playing piano, and then after this tracking session, then we all get in there and we're harmonizing together. recording in Dan's studio and got Dan and Mike besides to help bring harmonies that my sons were not quite used to singing, you know, because Dan has a wide variety of harmony background and his love for music, too. He studies harmonies in the different styles and different time periods, you know, from the doo-wop to the...
Mm-hmm.
He's a real versed in bluegrass harmonies. And so we had these guys, their power harmony guys, to come and be in the control room, controlling all of the harmonies that we were putting together. As we were out in the studio singing, each guy, you know, and harmonizing. And we brought in Aaron King, great young bass singer, to add a fourth harmony into our family. And Aaron Lee McKenna is one of the greatest bass singers living right now that I know of.
Yeah.
And and he's a great friend. Thankfully, I've been able to surround myself with the greatest bass singers ever. I'm the guy that hired Noel Fox to sing the Elvis Boys. I'm also the guy that called Mr. Sturman to come to sing the Elvis Boys. And I feel like that if you're going to have a bass singer, you might as well find the best one that's living.
Exactly. That's the motto to live by. You need to find the best. And you did. You're great at finding great bass singers.
I started singing. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
Oh, no.
Bass singing was something first time I was able to sing with bass singers was in high school. I sang with the FFA Quartet, the Farmers of America kids that were was able to play music and sing and compete with other schools that had chapters in FFA. But it was in that group that I sang in the first FFA Quartet and was the first bass singer. And so I've kind of loved four-part harmony ever since then. And thank God I was able to survive singing harmonies myself and surrounded myself by some of the greatest singers in country and gospel music.
And you have, and you still continue to do so. And I hope everyone checks out all three of these albums at William Lee Golden and thegoldens.com. It's also on all of the music outlets, so please make sure you check it out. You also have some really great music videos out there as well of the family. On like the front porch, it's very homey, it's very comfortable. I love that.
and we've got several more videos. We've got right at 20, I think we've got 20 something music videos that's already cut out of the 34 songs that we videoed every songs, 34 songs. So we have all of that in the can, and I understand that first of next month there's another video coming out, and it's going to be kind of more of a gospel thing.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I can't wait to check out all of what you have coming out. And we are so excited to have y'all down for the 8th Annual Josie Music Awards. Y'all are nominated and performing, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So y'all have to come and tune in to see them live. And I want to talk about your book because I read it and I loved it. It was a great read, Behind the Beard. Tell us a little bit about how you first started with the idea of the autobiography, because I think Scott England himself said that it took some convincing to get you on the idea at first.
Yeah, well, Josie, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't feel like that anyone was interested in whatever my story might be, but there's a young man that lives here in Nashville now, but I knew him when he was a TV host up in Illinois, and Scott England.
Yeah.
Scott, he used to interview me, the Oak Ridge Boys, different people up in Illinois when he was a host of a TV station there. He's also a producer and director there and a writer of TV shows. And, but he approached me and said, you know, I think you've got a story to tell and I'd like to be the guy to help you tell it. And so I thought about that and I said, okay. Scott came here two or three days a week, we'd sit on the front porch and talk. And I told him, I said, Scott, you know, I'm just slow sometimes. They remember everything. You're welcome to talk to the Oak Ridge Boys or anybody else about what we talked about. Get their side of the story. I'm looking at things through my eyes. Other people see things through their eyes. And let's get it on. We'll figure out what's going on. So he did finally talk to the Oak Ridge Boys, but the first person he went to was he put a chapter in there about a song that I had recorded in the late 70s with the Oak Ridge Boys called Trying to Love Two Women.
Yes.
So Scott went to my first wife, and from Jean, she's the mother of my three oldest sons, and so boy, she told him how unfaithful I had been and about my girlfriend. She talked about things that I would not have talked about.
Right.
She had brought it up in there, but yeah, I learned things in my own book that I didn't know. I'll put it that way. And so there was a lot of things going on behind the scene when I'd be out of town. When you're gone from home over 200 days a year, you know, I'll admit couldn't help it. I did love more than one woman, and it didn't work out. It don't work out that good. I'm not recommending that, but I did that more than once, and I certainly had about the same results.
Yeah.
I don't recommend that, but
no.
I've always loved the company of beautiful women, and I can't help it. To me, it's not been a lot of people look at it as one of my weaknesses, but you know what? When you're in the presence of wonderful women, you feel like you could pick up a loaded dump truck.
Mm-hmm. you have such a beautiful wife right now, by the way. She is just gorgeous, and I love how supportive she is of you. She was over at the Opry on your debut for William Lee Golden.
Yes.
Golden. She's gorgeous.
So, Simone is... You know, our story's in there. Scott talked to Simone also, and I've been married four times, and, you know, I've loved all my wives, and I can't blame any of my wives for any of my shortcomings, and it's just, I have to accept the facts of my failures, too, and that I'm sorry that sometimes it's hurt other people, but... in the end, you know, it's it all comes back to you one way or the other. You know, it's hurtful. You can be set by yourself, too, trying to love two women. It's it can definitely be a ball to change. So I've been down that road, and I don't recommend it.
But I love that you were open, and you did allow Scott to really, you know, look into the inner circle and put everything out there in the book. No stones were left unturned. Let's just say that. Everybody had their perspective, which I think is wonderful. That's what autobiography is all about, right? So
it should be, you know. It's other people have opinions, too, and the people that shut that out, you know. It's like with Simone. I first met Simone when she was, like, 18 years old, and she was around, but she always had girlfriends, you know, two or three girls with her, and they were like chaperones, and she said one of them had a camera. But she's got pictures of the first time we'd ever met. But I was a bachelor at that time, but I didn't know. You know, I would see her when we'd be out on the West Coast. She was from San Jose, California. We'd be out that way, and sometimes I'd see her, and she painted a portrait of me one time, and gave it to me when she was about 19. And,
wow.
But then we lost touch after that. She had moved back to Texas. I saw her one time, I think, after that. But we lost touch. She married, raised a beautiful daughter, and now has a beautiful granddaughter. And we've been together now we're about to have a 7-year anniversary. And so we lived together for a couple of years prior to that. And, so it's a thing that she didn't cause my last divorce. Thank God. I was kind of learned that trying to love two women don't work. It's all at the same time. So
you learned. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Simone is just, she seems like such a beautiful person. I love that you've known her for so long. So you guys already know each other going into it. And I love how supportive that she is of your career. And you of her. You're very proud of her as well. You could see that in in the post. So that's great.
You know, it was like when she came back to see us, maybe it was 2009, I think. I had not seen her in over 20 years. I was married, had a young son, and my youngest son, Solomon, will be 21 on August the 10th, coming up here in a couple of weeks. So, but no, Simone, she come to see me again, and we got to talking, and after my third wife wanted a divorce, after that, about 3 or 4 months, I started calling Simone, and we started talking and was able to kind of put our feelings together of what we were feeling back then, but it was never quite able to get close enough. It was always a crowd around backstage or wherever we were.
Yeah.
It was always crowds around her, around me, and I didn't know if she was interested in me or one of these other band. It seemed like a lot of the band guys was talking with her, but I didn't know, you know, and sometimes you can't take things for granted in life. So, but I'm just happy that to share this season of life with Simone. It's something that maybe, you know, you can't trust God's way of working things out in life. I feel like that there's a reason and a purpose for everything that happens in life. And whether it's good or bad, and I mean, we got to be able to take the good and bad. So,
amen.
I feel like, and because life is like the weather. Some days it's beautiful sunshine, puffy clouds. The next day it's a storm and raging storms. And so life can be that way. It's about holding on and never losing focus. You know, that's the thing that I've had to keep going through all when it was going through the pandemic. I had a focus. I had a vision I was following. That vision started about a year and a half before the pandemic, but if I could never get my sons together because they all had separate careers going on. And I was doing 150 dates with Oak Ridge Boys every year. So getting together and redoing old songs was something that I couldn't do it, but it's soon the pandemic hit. And after they lost their mother, it was like when she was struggling, I was meeting with them. I'd go and visit her and visit them, and we talked about what I was going to do, these projects that I'd been wanting to do, and I was sharing that with them. And Rusty and I would, he'd come out here and we'd sit around the piano and sing these old songs. And that's where it started, with just Rusty and I. And I brought Chris in and kept it going, and I never lost my focus because we cut 34 songs, 3 albums, and an album with the Oak Ridge Boys, 4 albums that I've recorded in a pandemic and did an autobiography. So, I feel fortunate because 3 years ago, we had none of this.
True.
And was facing a pandemic that we didn't realize was coming.
Right.
But today, thank God, we've survived. What I feel like that we gathered together on audio and video during a pandemic, I know how he was to our family. And I feel like if other people hear it, see it, I feel it has the potential to have the same effect on other people that might be struggling with frustrations in life. We're all dealing with situations that we can't handle or do anything about in the hard world situations. It can be pretty sobering to stop and think about what world's how the world is today. But, you know, I find that music has a way of healing even the worst frustrations about everything. There's healing power in songs and music. And I'm just glad God has given us the desire to dedicate our time and our lives to trying to share what we feel so passionate about.
Yes. And I'm so excited to see everything that you have going on and what you continue to do. And I hope everyone checks out, of course, Behind the Beard, the autobiography at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. You can get it there. And then, of course, William Lee Golden and TheGoldens.com. You guys have some great shows coming up. So you're staying busy because you're also balancing your Oak Ridge Boys schedule as well on top of everything. Wow.
Whew. Wow, yeah. I'm doing 140 days this year.
Oh, my goodness.
With the Oak Ridge Boys, and we will have another, this will be our, I'm not sure if they've had an announcement on it, but we will be doing another residency at the Opryland Hotel this year, is what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's our Christmas residence. So each year we make the show different than the year before. And so we've done that for 2 years now at the Opryland. And if everything holds up with everybody, we plan to do that again.
Yes. Oh, that'd be wonderful. I love that. And I can't wait to see what is next for you and the family. I just love all of you. I've had the opportunity to talk to Rusty and Chris on the show. And we just had Scott England actually on the show to talk about your book. So it's really cool getting to know you. Yeah, it's great getting to know a little bit about you and hear from the man himself behind the beard. I appreciate your time.
Well, I talk so slow, I've kind of kept out of the spotlight for years because I felt like it. As slow as I talk, that the other guys could probably say things much more eloquent and faster than I could. And sometimes life seems to be about sound bites, and my sound bite seems to be too long sometimes.
We love it. We love finding out about you. And I do recommend your autobiography, Behind the Beard. There's great childhood photos in there as well, which is really cool. You and your sister and your family. It's very neat. I love how it's all put together.
Yeah, and it's got the FFA quartet pictures in there, too.
Yeah.
I first started singing in quartets.
So cool.
There's over 200 photographs in there and a lot of rare photographs of the Oak Ridge Boys for the past, since before Dwayne or Joe and Richard, either one came, joined in 1965. And, so there's some rare photos in there, even some fan photos that I can't believe I was wearing some stuff that wearing one of those photos. But it's good to mash up and look back on and realize how far you've come.
Exactly. You've evolved from those days. Oh,
my taste has changed through the year.
It has.
And wardrobe,
exactly. Oh, it's too funny. But what great photos to be able to look back on, and also to share with your family. I love what you are all about is family and God, and that's what we need more of. And I want to thank you so much for joining me and taking the time to chat with me, and I can't wait to see you at the Josie Music Awards.
Josie, it's my pleasure. I was thrilled when I knew that we'd get to talk here today. Because you bring a lot of positive energy wherever you go. You have a presence about you that it's a presence of love and caring, and I just want you to know that it shows, it shines to other people, and you have a bright light inside you that's shining. I'm happy to know you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to know you. I'm happy to know all the Goldens. We just love all of you. And we'll see you real soon. Everyone, check out William Lee Golden and William Lee Golden and the Goldens.
Lord, when I die,
JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at the Troubadour Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
Sisters in Music hosts Sim Jam Nashville, October 22nd, 2022, part of JMA Fest 2022 at the Nashville Palace. Our stage is sponsored by Prasad Entertainment LLC and C. Natasha Productions.
Join us for live music from 12 to 9 p.m. local time. Multiple artists across multiple genres. For more info, please visit www.sistersinmusic.org/events. Hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron Stone, and I've got a question for you. Why would you drink plain old whiskey when you could be drinking Garage Oil American Badass Whiskey? Our one-of-a-kind spirit with its proprietary flavor profile was recently voted the best-tasting whiskey in Texas. Garage Oil is the smoothest, most delicious whiskey you're ever going to get your hands on. So stop drinking plain old whiskey and go out and get you some American Badass Whiskey. Even the shape of our unique bottle is award-winning. So look for the one with the hot rod on the label and pick up a bottle today, I promise you. It's going to make you smile and have a good time. To find out more about Garage Oil and where to get it, go to GarageOilSpirits.com. That's GarageOilSpirits.com. And remember, America, keep your parts lubed.
American Badass Whiskey, Garage Oil Spirits, distilled South Carolina, created later, Texas.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show today. We're so excited that you joined us. We want to say thank you to all of our JMA Fest sponsors. First, we want to say thank you to JMA Fest sponsor, Garage Oil Spirits. Make sure you go and get yourself some of their American Badass Whiskey. You don't want to miss it. And, of course, the Josie Music Awards, definitely a sponsor of JMA Fest. And we want to say thank you to all of our stage sponsors. SIM, Sisters in Music, will be sponsoring the Nashville Palace Acoustic Stage with their sponsor affiliates, Prasad Entertainment, and C. Natasha Productions. The main stage is sponsored by the one and only Josie Show and Garage Oil Spirit. Stage is also sponsored by TSAI, Diamond Discovery, Creative Storage, Confidently Ready, Diamonds in the Rough Publishing. So make sure you stop by all these stages. You can find the schedule and everything that's happening at JMA Fest on October 22nd at jmafest.com. Remember to click on the schedule tab, download it, and print it for yourself so you don't miss a single thing. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. Have a great rest of your week and a wonderful weekend ahead. Also, make sure that you do not miss August 26th coming up here at 6:45 p.m. at the Opry Stage in Fiddler's Grove, Lebanon, Tennessee. We will be at the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair. 6:45 p.m. we'll start our set, and we will have six fantastic performers backed by a legendary group behind them, which is amazing. Most of them have also played at the Grand Ole Opry for so many years. So we are so excited to have this wonderful stage. Thank you to everybody. And remember to join us on August 26th, 6:45 p.m. at the Opry Stage in Fiddler's Grove, Lebanon, Tennessee, for the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair.